And here we see how Our Lady leads a sinner to Padre Pio, to conversion with Padre Pio. Hello friends of Following Padre Pio. On this channel we bring to you a series of very short stories on the life of our great saint Padre Pio. He was a Capuchin friar, mystic and miracle worker. We offer you these short stories so that you can find out more about Padre Pio and also about what his intercession can do for you. And we'd like to take this opportunity to thank our protected child of Padre Pio patrons. You are the ones who are making all of these videos possible. And for everyone, please do participate in our Padre Pio apostolate by liking our video and sharing this video with anyone you think who may benefit from the video. This story takes place on one beautiful summer afternoon in San Giovanni Rotondo in Italy. And there was an intelligent man, and he was a man of distinction. And he was kneeling outside a church. The doors of the church were locked, they were closed. And he was kneeling there. This man was covered in dust and he was praying fervently. He was known as a great sinner who had cared nothing about God. And yet he was there outside the church pleading with God, praying to God. So what had happened here? Now this particular gentleman had been advised on many occasions that he had better make himself right with God. He needs to convert, but he had made absolutely no effort to do so. And sometimes, as the proverb teaches us, necessity teaches us to pray. How often is it like this, that people only turn to God when they have need or if there's great suffering? They turn to God in prayer in those times. And so it turned out this particular man, he was now unemployed and someone was helping him by donating to him a ticket so that he could go to San Giovanni Rotondo and hopefully some spiritual good would come out of this little pilgrimage. This man was now on the bus and he was traveling to San Giovanni Rotondo. And on the route he grew tired and he fell asleep. When he woke up he found he had missed his stop. His destination, the bus had carried on. He got off the bus and then he was happy to find out there was now another bus that would be going by shortly and he could catch that bus back to San Giovanni Rotondo. So he sat down quite content and then once again this gentleman fell asleep. And he woke up and he had missed his second bus. There were no more buses that day. So he had this temptation now. He was disappointed, but perhaps it was a sign he should just go back to his hometown. So this temptation presented itself to him. The opportunity of giving up, of quitting. But he found himself, he was determined. He was going to continue now somehow to go to San Giovanni Rotondo. He wanted to meet Padre Pio there. And then shortly after this, a lady with her young son walked past him and he asked him, how far is it from here to the monastery of St. Giovanni Rotondo? And she responded, it's 2.5 hours. This seemed a pretty long time, pretty long way to walk. So at the stage he was thinking, well, maybe I must catch a bus back to my hometown. But this lady intervened and she cheered him up. And yet at the same time, she put him to a little bit of embarrassment by saying, is that too far for you? I'm going that way with my son, with my young son. You really don't know about Padre Pio, do you? And so they, all three of them, they walked together now to St. Giovanni Rotondo. And for 2.5 hours, she told him the most wonderful stories, the most wonderful things about our great Capuchin saint, Padre Pio. And it turned out it was February at that time and there was still snow lying around on the ground. But in spite of this, at one point, this lady's young son ran off into the fields and he proceeded to collect a bunch of wild flowers, a bouquet of flowers, which he brought back to his mother and handed to his mother. And seeing this, the man was absolutely enchanted. He could not get enough of this spectacle. was totally enchanted by it. But he did not want to interrupt the lady who was narrating all of these wonderful things to him. It seems almost something surreal. The stories are so good, but what he sees as well, the actions between, the interaction between the mother and child are so appealing as well. We can only imagine the words that this lady must have been speaking and the stories she must have been telling this person. And so time continued and they arrived now at the monastery in St. Giovanni Rotondo of the Capuchins. And then the lady showed him, you have to go there to get your ticket for confession. So in those days, the queues were very long and they issued these tickets so you didn't have to stand in a queue. They'd call your number when it was your turn to go for confession. So he went in. His heart had already begun to change and so this person went in to collect his ticket. And when he came back out, he now had his ticket, he found this lady had just vanished, had just disappeared. So how long does it take to go and get a ticket? Did it take a minute? And he'd also assumed that she would be there outside waiting for her turn to go into confession. But he was upset. He was disappointed because she had disappeared. And so he proceeded to look everywhere for her, but it was all in vain. Could not find her. And then after quite a long while of searching in vain, he decided, well, he's going to enter this church over here because perhaps she'll be inside the church. And so he went in. And once again, he was unable to find the lady there and her son there. They just could not be found. And eventually, he became tired now, and he realized the search is useless. And he stood there in the church. And then he looked up at the high altar, the main altar. And then his eyes proceeded upwards. And above the altar, he saw a picture. He saw something that left him absolutely speechless. Something that really shocked him. There, above the altar was a picture, and depicted on the picture was exactly the same lady with the same child that had accompanied this man on his walk to St. Giovanni Rotondo. And he said the only difference between them was that in real life, when he had met her, she was not wearing a crown or a cape, as on the picture. But otherwise, he was convinced it was the same lady and the same child. And so he was stunned, and he was deeply moved by this. And after this, he went to the sacristy to tell Padre Pio what had happened. And Padre Pio listened intently and carefully, and then concluded with these words. Padre Pio said to him, "Never forget to thank God for all of your life, for your entire life, for this great grace of being led by the Mother of God herself with the child Jesus." And so, of course, after this, the man would return many, many times to this holy place, St. Giovanni Rotondo, and always with the greatest devotion to Mary, the Mother of Jesus, and also the refuge of us sinners. And of course, he also would take refuge under the protection of Padre Pio. And so it is with our Lord Jesus Christ's family. Our Lady always leads us to her son Jesus. And of course, Jesus always leads us to his Father as well. And just a very quick reminder on our Advent deal, the good news, we can take your intentions, your prayer intentions, to Padre Pio's shrine in St. Giovanni Rotondo. And to qualify for this, just subscribe to our channel if you're not already subscribed. And if you are already subscribed, then there's a different process. All you have to do is enroll your Mass prayer intentions, and you'll see how to do that on the video on the end screen.